Good morning. It is good to connect with you on this Sunday morning and also on this Christ the King Sunday morning as well. It's a special day in the life of the church. It's the last Sunday of the liturgical or the church year, and it's focused on how Christ is our King, how Christ is central in our lives as a people of faith and as followers of Christ. Today's scripture comes to us from the book of Ephesians. We'll be reading chapter 1 and verses 15 through 23. So I invite you to hear these words from the book of Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance of the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power? God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. This season, or this month of November, we've taken time to look at Thanksgiving, to look at gratitude and how it is a part of our lives as followers of Christ, how it's a part of our spiritual lives. And this week, we come up to the holiday of Thanksgiving here in the United States, the time where we pause, we give thanks for the blessings that we have in our lives, giving thanks to God for all that has come our way as a part of our lives that gives us life. This year, certainly Thanksgiving will look different for many of us, as families may not be gathering in quite the same way. I know my family, we had planned to gather, but we are not gathering this year as we had planned for Thanksgiving. And some of our work obligations may be different this year with all that we have gone through in this pandemic. It's definitely affected how we're living through this holiday of Thanksgiving. But even though we have these disruptions to the holiday and knowing all those disruptions, it may be difficult to find that gratitude. It may be difficult to find any Thanksgiving in the midst of this time, in the midst of this pandemic. However, I believe it's important for us to take a look at Scripture, to take a look on this Christ the King Sunday of how we can find a way to be thankful. I appreciate how Paul writes in here in the letter to the Ephesians, the church that was in Ephesus, Ephesus being a city and modern day, what we call modern day Turkey, known back then as Asia Minor. Writing fully aware of the challenges and the hardships that the church in Ephesus was facing. Now, many of these early churches, there in the first century AD, faced all kinds of challenges, division amongst themselves, disagreements, arguments. They also faced challenges beyond themselves, challenges from being different from the culture around them and having a different faith, not everybody being Roman citizens, and so on. And there are all kinds of challenges that the early church faced. Being a Christian in the first century was not an easy thing. You were probably seen as weird, seen as odd, seen as just strange. by so many and by people who were fully invested in the empire, fully invested as Romans, fully invested in the way of life that was common for many. It was not common to be Christian in the first century AD. And fully aware of all those difficulties, all those hardships, Paul, who experienced difficulty and hardship as well, takes time to give thanks for the church in Ephesus. In verse 16, it says here, "I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers." Paul takes time to give thanks for them, for their faith, for their witness there in Ephesus, fully aware of the difficulty and the challenges, and challenges that Paul, many of those challenges he would have experienced himself. I think it's important that when Paul remember that when Paul gives thanksgiving, you know, offers that and gives thanks for the people and his letters, it's helpful to be aware that thanks does not come from a place where everything is perfect, where everything is going just the way that things were planned. Our faith does not come from a place of perfection, of having it all together. In fact, our faith story is filled with, you know, countless stories of people who did not have it all together, who were not living perfect lives, who weren't having that picture-perfect moment. Yet they were in the midst of all that, they were able to be faithful. And often they were able to give thanks to God. Now, this year, I'm fully aware of the difficulty and the hardship that many of us are facing. This is not an easy time. This is not an easy time for any of us at all. And those struggles, those challenges, they are indeed real. They're not, you know, made up or anything like that. They are real. But I believe as a people of faith, fully acknowledging the hardship and the realities of life, we can remember where our true life, our true hope comes from. Where our lives, where our hope comes from, is important for us to remember as a people of faith. On this Christ the King Sunday, this day that we recognize how central Christ is to our faith, it's also important to remember a little bit of history there as well, that this is a pretty new celebration in the church year. It didn't come about until the 1930s and the 40s. It came about as fascism was rising in Europe, and there were challenges to the people of faith, where they were being asked to give allegiances to their leaders, to governments, you know, to ideologies that really separated them from God, from fully remembering and embracing where their true life came from. And so as we consider, you know, this holiday, this day, this day we celebrate Christ being central in our lives, it doesn't come from a place of perfection or ease either. It comes from a time, a place, and history born out of hardship. And so as we think about our situation, where we are in life, I believe turning to our God, turning to Christ is critical. It's vital. It's also life-giving for us to turn to our God and turn to Christ as we face the challenges in our lives. I think back on how our Christ endured difficulty, how he went through hardship, he went through pain. His ministry was not one of perfection. It was not one that was filled with ease and life was easy and perfect for him. There were moments in which he was run out of the synagogue. He was run out of town. People were upset with him, angry with him. They were just frustrated with Christ. He was also seen as a threat to the established hierarchy, established powers of the day. And he crossed paths with people who were not pleased of how he was calling people to God, pulling them away from practices and ways of life that did not give the people life. It separated them from God. It separated them from each other. And there are also moments in which Christ saw the suffering of people around him, the people that he healed, the people that he taught, the people that he spent time with. He could see their suffering, see their struggles. It's important for us to remember this experience that Christ had. For when we think about the circumstances we are in, the challenges we face, because Christ experienced challenges, I believe our God sees us all the more. Our Christ gets it when we are challenged, when we are facing difficulty, when we are facing pain, because Christ also experienced that. When we think about that last week in the life of Christ, all those moments in which he was betrayed, he suffered, that awful death he had on the cross. Our God gets suffering. Our God sees suffering and struggle and hardship. And that is important for us to remember as we go through this time. And I believe, if nothing else, that is something we can be thankful for, that our God sees us. Our God has great compassion, great care for us as we're facing challenges and difficulty, or maybe finding it simply hard to be grateful this year. Our God sees us. Our God is with us. Our faith does not come from a place where things are expected to be perfect. Christ saw how messy human life was. Christ experienced how messy human life can be. Our God meets us where we are. Our God sees us and is with us as we face challenges, as we go through this time. I believe on this Christ the King Sunday, we can be reminded with hope of how our King, how our Savior, how our God, even though he went through all those difficult things, still prevailed, still showed us that death and despair don't have the final say, but rather it's the resurrection, it's the hope, it's the life that is found in God through Christ. That is something. I believe we can remember this day. And I believe it's something we are called to embrace as a people of faith. So, brothers and sisters, in this time of Thanksgiving, as we are facing challenges and difficulty in our lives, I believe it's important for us to put at the center of our lives our Christ who sees us, our God who sees us, our true King, our true Savior, the one who gives us everlasting life. Let us lean into our relationship with Christ. Let Christ dominate and give us hope in a way that is beyond our understanding, so that we can be blessed, so we can experience that grace that renews us and empowers us to move forward as God's people. On this Christ the King Sunday, and in this time of Thanksgiving, I give thanks that Christ is our King, that Christ is our everlasting hope, and our Christ reigns forever. Let us live into this hope and into this promise and into this life and all that we do, now and for all of our days. Amen.